Hi, this is Tony Finita, Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to Craig Poger, director at the Poger Group. Craig, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you, Tony.
Craig, we're talking all things broker, and I want to start off with just getting people to know who is Craig Poger and give us a short background on your brokerage and why you're still in the business.
So, Tony, thanks. I've been in the insurance industry for around about 80 years. The company itself has been around for many more, around about 40-odd years, and was started by my father, Ruben, and Uncle Selwyn. And today we pride ourselves on offering good and sound advice together with service. We're also unique in that we offer not just short-term insurance, but medical aid, pension provident, and life. So we offer all disciplines of insurance.
So, Craig, in terms of being a broker, you know, things have changed a lot, and the market is changing, the needs of people are changing. So in the current environment, what would you see as the main reason why people should be using a broker or could be using a broker?
I think the time now for a broker is more important than it ever has been. I think their products are very complex and the insurance industry is forever changing. So I think that the broker would need to and allow the policyholder to understand what's available in the market, to better understand the product that's been offered. As I mentioned, there are so many products, so many offerings that the broker, a sound and technical broker, should be able to provide a client with a tailor-made product that suits their risk. And of course, it's also the responsibility of the broker to make sure that the client or the policyholder understands the terms and conditions. So I think now, more importantly than ever, there is a need for a broker.
It's all about the advice, if I understand you correctly.
It's about the advice and also about the service. I think that's key to obviously providing the client with what they need. There's lots of emotion involved in accidents or you know, housebreakings and those kind of things. And I think that the broker has a big play in actually dealing with the clients on all forms of professional levels.
Mm-hmm. And Craig, with the environment having changed quite a bit and, you know, everything being instant and people wanting to just get service as quickly as possible, how does that affect you as a brokerage and how have you adapted to still be able to provide value to the clients?
I think for us, it's about partnering the right insurers. We are only as good as the insurers behind us. So for us, it's key to actually place ourselves with insurers that provide or are able to provide us with a sounding board to give our client what they need. So the whole suite of service, just to try and meet the client's expectation from turnaround times, claims, and of course, sound advice that we pride ourselves on as brokers.
Craig, thank you so much for those comments. I'll be talking to a few other brokers to see how they feel about the environment currently and to get sort of an overview of the broker environment at the moment. But thank you very much for your
input. It's always a pleasure, and I appreciate you including me in this.
Thank you, Greg. Go on.